How I Keep My Email Inbox Empty. Really. A blog post by Frank Bravo of Bravo IT Consulting. I have some friends and coworkers who have email inboxes out of control. Some have hundreds, or even thousands, of messages waiting for them to deal with. To me, that is information overload. People are amazed when I tell them about my inbox zero, inattentive, and that most of the time, my four primary email inboxes usually have less than 20 messages total. Sometimes, the boxes are even empty. What works for me is a system of dealing with and managing my emails systematically as not to get overwhelmed by them. I don't remember where I first read about the concept of inbox zero. I looked for it to reference directly in this post but couldn't find it, but I've used it for years and it's really helped me. I wanted to share my experience to hopefully help others. It's not magic, or a fancy trick, or creating filters to move mail automatically, although I do some of that as well for some newsletters and bank emails, but rather a discipline. When an email comes into my inbox, I know I have four things I can do with it: answer it, tag it to deal with it later, delegate it to someone else, or just delete it. Let me walk through these one at a time. Answer it. If the email is something I can deal with right then, I do. If it's something that doesn't require research or I know the answer to, by responding I get it off my plate and back to the person who sent it to me. Tag it to deal with it later. Sometimes I don't know the answer right then or I don't have all the information I need to get back to the person emailing. The best thing I find in this case is to tag it for answering later. This doesn't mean I let it sit for days upon end, but rather I give myself a time frame to deal with it. Maybe in the next 10 minutes or in a few days, but regardless, I make sure I deal with it and don't just let it sit there. I use the flag ability in my email client to identify these emails, but do keep them in my inbox so they continue to be top of mind. Delegate it to someone else. This is used more with my corporate emails than with personal ones, but it's a good one. If I don't know the answer or I know there is someone else who may know it better than me, I'll pass it along to that person for answering. It only takes a minute to decide if I am the best person to answer the message or not. Maybe the person sending it to me thought I might have the answer, but the bottom line is, if the answer is available elsewhere, why not get it from the better source? Delete it. This is by far my favorite. If it's an email I know I'm never going to need again or it's just information, why keep it? Just delete it. I know a lot of people who say, yay, but I may need that email someday. Well, okay, then don't delete it, but archive it. In my business email account, I have folders for each of my clients. This allows me to keep things I may need later: artwork for an upcoming job, user information for their site, proposals and invoices, etc. I make sure I delete anything I don't need once a project is done. So, there you go. My 4 easy steps to keeping my email box pretty empty. It works for me. Will it work for you?